If you are a good man, then you are an American. If you come from Pakistan, or if you come from Palestine, if you come from Afghanistan, or if you come from the Holy Land.
From Canadian, and if you come from Jamaican man, or if you come from a Euro man, and if you come from a Pakistan, or if you come from a Palestine, and if you come from Afghanistan, or if you come from the Holy Land, I said,
how long must we wait for the world to take its place? How long must it take?
My fellow Americans, tonight I'd like to talk with you about immigration. For more than 200 years, our tradition of welcoming immigrants from around the world has given us a tremendous advantage over other nations. It's kept us youthful, dynamic, and entrepreneurial. It has shaped our character as a people with limitless possibilities. People not trapped by our past, but able to remake ourselves as we choose. But today, our immigration system is broken. And everybody knows it.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Heal the world. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Yes, we can. Heal the world.
My fellow Americans, we are and always will be a nation of immigrants. We were strangers once, too. And whether our forebears were strangers who crossed the Atlantic, or the Pacific, or the Rio Grande, we are here only because this country welcomed them in and taught them that to be an American is about something more than what we look like, or what our last names are, or how we worship. What makes us Americans is our shared commitment to an ideal, that all of us are created equal, and all of us have the chance to make of our lives what we will. That's the country our parents and grandparents and generations before them built for us. That's the tradition we must uphold. That's the legacy we must leave for those who are yet to come. Thank you. God bless you. And God bless this country we love.
Yes, we will.